Welcome everybody to the E-Electric Podcast. My name's Ben. I'm here with Fletch.
Hello.
And right off the bat, Fletch, again, a big thank you to your major sponsor, Simply Noodles, from all Audi outlets in Australia. Once again, slurping on a cup. Good on ya. Mate, let's get straight into last Sunday's game where we took on our arch rivals, the Manly Seagulls. We ran out eventual victors 28 points to 24 after a very nervous start. We were down 14-0 after about 10 minutes or so, and both you and I were looking at each other going, should we just walk back to the car now? But we showed some resilience, just like the Parramatta side, and thank God we stuck around because it was an absolutely great game for us to watch. If you're a neutral, no doubt you would have enjoyed it thoroughly. So, Fletch, it was played in front of a crowd of 20,354 down at CommBank Stadium. It was a beautiful Sunday afternoon. We were joined by Mick for the first time this year, and, well, it was good, wasn't it? It was good. So, again, we ran out 5-4. We kicked 3 from 5. The Seagulls kicking 3 from 4. Each side getting a penalty goal. And the score at half time, we're pretty unlucky actually not to be leading at half time, but it was 18-16.
Yeah, we were unlucky because that was the most blatant shepherd I've ever seen. Well, like an under six would know not to shepherd.
Yep, there was a shepherd. There was a knock on involved as well from Daly Cherry Evans. It was all over the place. So if we go to the key stats for possession, I don't know how we did it, Fletch, but we ended up winning possession 53% to 47% because we were checking it after about 15 minutes and it was something like 82 to 18.
Yeah, something
like that. Completions were pretty good, 82% to 72%. Average play the ball, was absolutely laying all over us. Yeah, the turtle. Average play the ball, 3.72 seconds for the Eels, 3.46 for the Manly Seagulls. This is where we won the game, Fletch. We absolutely dominated them in offloads, 16 to 5. Missed tackles a little high for both sides, but still 29 missed tackles for the Parramatta Eels, 30 for the Manly Seagulls. And we were lucky enough to get away with winning the penalty count, 5 penalties to the Parramatta Eels, 8 to the Seagulls. So if we run through the tries, Fletch, unfortunately their website doesn't have them all listed, but we'll just run through the Parramatta ones. So if I go to player stats, thank you, mate, and scroll down. So we had tries to Morgan Harper, Will Pennicini, Blaze scoring on debut, Mitch Moses scoring a great try off her junior offload, and Kelma scoring against his old side as well, which is really, really good. Fletch, if I go back to our predicted results, can you remember what you predicted for this game?
I think I predicted someone on the lines of Mitch Moses, anytime try scorer.
Yes, you did. So that was a big tick.
And I also said Will Pennicini first.
Yeah, so you were off there, but you still get half a point. And Fletch, that's 3 weeks in a row now where we've picked an any time or a first time.
Well, I basically got the first day of try.
Yep. So your score, you weren't far off either, mate. You had 26-22, so only 2 points for each side off there. I had 28-18, so I had the Eels. Unfortunately, the Seagulls scored one more try, and I had Cardi to score as the first try, and RCG in his 200th to get over the line. Unfortunately, he didn't. He was close, and I thought, again, he had another stellar game. There's been plenty of talk around it, and Brad Arthur and Clint Gutherson made comment in the press conference afterwards that, you know, it was a big game for RCG, and when they were down, yeah, that 14-0, they sort of all looked at each other and thought we need to do it for him. So it was really good to see them get the win there. So, Fletch, that actually moves us comfortably into the top eight at the moment as well, with a pretty good draw coming up. However, there were some bad things to come out of this game. Mitch Moses getting a broken toe or broken foot, which will see him miss anywhere between six and 12 weeks. Yeah. And then Bryce Cartwright, although he's been named this week, is under an injury cloud as well. But Fletch, let's go into our 3-2-1s for this game. Did you want to go first? You're happy for me to? Well, you're shaking your head because you've got a mouthful of noodles. Well, for my 3 points, I'm giving it to Mitch Moses. He was outstanding, getting over the line for a try. Also had a hand in some of the other tries as well. For my 2 points, I'm going for Gutho. I thought he was outstanding at the back and some really tough carries as well coming out of his own end. And for my 1 point, I really hope it doesn't stop this week. But Dylan Brown, I thought he was really good and I think he's really warming into the season. Outstanding running game. Was looking to always try and get through the line each time he had the ball, which was really good. So my 3-2-1s, Moses, Gutho, Dylan. Special mention to Junior as well. I thought he was outstanding off the bench and really changed the game when he came on. For yourself, mate?
Okay, so my 3 points, I agree with you. Mitchell Moses, he was outstanding and such a shame that I thought, because Cleary got announced to be injured before him, so I'm like, if he shows what he can do, he could probably get that 5-8 spot for New South Wales. And then about an hour later, you send me an injury report and saying he's out for 8 weeks. My 2 points, I'm going to give it to Joey Lussick, another really good performance. I thought he kicked into touch really well, and there was one where we're like, oh my God, he couldn't find touch. And my 1 point, I'm giving it to the debutant, Blaise Talangi. I thought he didn't look out of place that often. Like, there was that one, like, in the first 5 minutes where they just cut him and Morgan. But other than that, I thought he was really solid. And he, yeah, bumped off probably the game's best halfback in the last 5 years.
Bumped off who? Sorry?
The game's best best fullback.
Yeah, for his try. Absolutely steamrolled Tommy Turbo, which was really good. And, yeah, they did get found out a lot over on that left-hand side in the first half. But, yeah, he didn't look out of place in the second half once they sorted that out at half-time. So, yeah, really, really happy for him to get the try and to get through his first game with a victory as well. So, Fletch, let's leave that one there and we'll move on to this week's game, shall we? So, ours is the last game of the round. It's the Easter Monday game. It's the sixth place Eels paying $1.49 up against the ninth place West Tigers. Pretty funny that they're in ninth place again, paying $2.64. It is at home at CommBank Stadium on a very, very special day at 4 o'clock. Why is it a special day, Fletch?
Because it's your birthday.
It's my birthday, so hopefully the boys can get a win. So we might as well stay, Fletch, with home games already at the Parramatta team because that's undefeated so far. So at fullback, as always, we've got Captain Clint Gutherson. On the wings making his return is Sivo, Sean Russell holding his spot on the other side. In the centres, we've got Will Penasini and Morgan Harper stays in the side, even with Bailey Simonson available. So it looks like he has edged in front now. Up against...
At fullback, Jareem Buller, who I think is going to be a player of the future. Charlie Staines and Junior Tupou are the wingers with Fatape and Olam in the centres. I'm giving that to Parramatta.
I'm giving it to Parramatta as well, mate.
You've got to be watchful of Jareem Buller.
Yes, he's a really, really good prospect. And also Justin Olam just jamming in with his defence. But I think he's up against Will Penasini.
Yeah, he's on that side.
Yeah, and Will, when he's played against him previously, has gone pretty well. So I agree with the backs, mate. When we move into the halves, Blaze takes up the role of 5/8. Dylan Brown moves into the halfback role. And they're up against...
Lachlan, Galvin and Aiden Caesar, and I'm still giving it to Parramatta.
I'm giving it to Parramatta as well. Dylan Brown, really, really good. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Blaze play in his preferred position of 5-8 as well. So, should be pretty good. There was a lot of speculation on who would come into the side.
I personally thought it would be Easton Sanders.
Ethan Sanders, yeah, or... Dejan Arcee.
But he's playing more fullback, I've seen.
Well, he slipped into fullback last week because Blaze moved into first grade. And then, they had Brendan Haynes in the half. So, yeah, I thought it was actually going to be out of those three. But Blaze, I'm really happy that
in 5'8". He probably edged the jersey last week because he had a really solid performance. So it'll be interesting where they play Dylan or Blaze. I personally want our left side to be our strongest side, so I would have Dylan there and I'd have Blaze on the right. But, if Cardi plays, you'll make a massive difference to our defence on the right.
For sure. All right, well, let's move into the forwards. Again, Regan Campbell-Gillard Jr. again has been named a star, but whether he does or not, I'm not sure. And Joey Lussick is our hooker.
I'm against former Eels Stefano Utuikamanu and David Clemmer and their captain Abisai Korosau, who if you shut him, you shut the Tigers.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's going to be... I think the forwards, again, mate, is where the battle's going to be. I'm going to give it to us.
Yeah. Even if Joel Fangawi goes in there.
Yep, I agree. It will be a really good battle up front, though. Stefano's been playing pretty good, and as you said, mate, Appy was outstanding for them last week when they beat the Sharks. Into the second row, it's Sean Lane and Bryce Cartwright on the edges. Hopefully it stays that way. And Hopgood taking up the role of lock forward.
Up against another former Eel, Isaiah Papali'i, John Bateman and Fanua Pole. Parramatta.
I'm giving it to Para.
And I hope he plays, but I hope he's just going out. He's not going out there with an injured rib because we don't want him to injure it even more.
Yeah, well, he's gonna have an injured rib. It just depends on how bad it is. But I'll tell you what, if he plays, it just goes to show how much of a change Bryce Cartwright has had since, you know, coming down to the Eels. He's playing a lot tougher now. He's playing really, really well and that'll just be an exclamation mark on his toughness.
And it also shows how better we've got with players wanting to play. Like, for example, like it came out of something, it was like a lot from last year that Gutho and Moses were both saying if we make the finals, we'll play through the... Gutho had the knee injury and Moses had the fractured cheekbone. So it comes to show how our players want to play for Parramatta. Yep. It's not like they're just there for a big payday.
Exactly. And onto the interchange bench, my favourite up-and-comer in the side, Luca Moretti, Ryan Madison, Joe Offahengawi has been named on the bench, but he has been starting the last 3 weeks, and Kelmer... rounds out the bench.
Up against Jaden Sullivan, Alex Seifer, Asua Kapoa and Finu Parramatta.
I'm giving it to Parramatta as well, mate. And especially if Junior drops back there. I just love the look of our bench when Junior's on the bench.
I reckon also it helps because I reckon we had Manly in the second rotation.
Yep.
Because they were pumping us through the middle. Like Reg was probably the only person just... making metres, and then once you got Junior and Matto on, it was a completely different game compared to, I don't even know their names. Like,
yeah, oh mate, I agree, and I'm glad you mentioned Madison because I thought he was. I thought he was really, really good when he came on last week.
Yeah, our bench, Matto had like 110 and Luca had like 64 from like 10 carries or something. Yeah,
yep, no, really good. Throw a hypothetical in there, Fletch, if Cartwright isn't named, who are you going to put on the bench out of our extended bench? Ogden, Wiramu, Brendan Haynes, Makatoa or Bailey Simonson?
I'd put Kelmer where Matto is and bring in Ofeki Ogden.
Yep.
What about you?
Yep. Yeah, I think I wouldn't mind seeing Wiramu back in the side. I'm just not sure if he's fit enough yet. But yeah, I think it's between Wiramu and Ofahiki Ogden who comes in the side. Or Brad Arthur might look at bringing in the utility of Brendan Hands as well. But let's just hope that, that Cardi plays, mate.
I want him to play.
Yeah, same. So for our game preview tips, Fletch, we're on a roll. So let's see if we can keep it going. I'll go first. My first try, I'm giving it to Sean Russell. For the anytime try, I'm actually going 2 weeks in a row for Morgan Harper. I think he's going to score. With Mitch not in the side, I still think we've got points in us.
Wait, did you tip Morgan Harper anytime last week as well?
No, I didn't. Okay. No. He just that he scored last week. For my score prediction, yeah, as I was saying, without Mitch in the side, I still think we're going to have points in us as long as our forwards win the battle. I think we're going to hold up defensively as long as we can shut down Appy. And I've predicted a score of 24 points to 10. Ugh. What about yourself, mate?
So I'm going for first try score in his return game. I'm going Micah. I reckon Dill will stay on that left edge and just fire a cutout ball and he'll barge over Jordan Buller. My anytime try scorer, I'm going to go, dropped a couple last week, I'm going to go Sean Lane. And it'll just be all that left side. My score, in the past I've said 50-0, 50-6, and if we don't get 50, it'll be a failure. But I'm going to go a bit less hypothetical. I'm going to go 30 points to 2.
30 points to 2, so you're thinking an early penalty goal maybe to the West Tigers?
Yeah, early penalty goal, and then we'll just go bang, bang, bang.
Awesome. And I'm glad that you mentioned Sean Lane as well. I think he's due for a really good game. I think he is. So don't mind those, Fletch. All right, should we move on to the rest of the round then?
Yes.
Rest
of
the
round.
All right, Fletch, so the fourth round kicks off on Thursday night. It's the second place Roosters paying $1.55 up against the fourth place Panthers. I can't believe the price, $2.46. It's an 8 o'clock kickoff at Allianz Stadium. Panthers have got a few out. They've got obviously
key players.
Yeah, they've got Cleary out, James Fisher-Harris, and
Scott Sorensen.
Yep. Still going to be a really good game, though. You would have to think the Roosters.
The Roosters should get it, and if they don't, I would be rethinking a bunch of things.
Yeah, well, that was it. Braith, I think it was Braith and Astor on 360 last night made a really good point. The Roosters are absolute contenders this year, but if they can't beat the Panthers with those players out, and then they meet them in the finals later on in the year,
like if they don't beat the Penrith tomorrow, I'd be completely, nervous if I was a Roosters fan going up against Penrith.
At full strength.
And even at Allianz, still, they could put on a score.
Should be a good game. So, who are you going? Sorry, mate. Roosters?
I've gone the Roosters, yes.
Yeah, I've gone Roosters as well. All right, so Good Friday game, 4 o'clock kickoff. It's the traditional game. It's the 17th placed Rabbitohs. Can't believe that they're in last place, but they're still favourites, paying $1.53 up against the Bulldogs in 12th spot. They actually showed a bit of promise last week, even though it was only against the Titans. They're paying $2.51. It's at a Coors Stadium. It's pretty much a must-win game for the Rabbitohs. If they don't win this, holy moly, they're just going to stay in the papers, and Jason Demetriou is going to be under a heck of a lot of pressure. So who are you going, mate?
I've gone the Dogs.
You've gone Dogs?
I've gone Dogs. Because if you only because if you look on that, I think that's the right side of the Rabbits, it's Tass, Milne and Hawkins.
Yeah.
So I reckon, and up against Kikau, Burson, not Adekar.
Crichton.
Crichton and Connor Tracy. That's a big step up from what the Rabbitohs have. And I reckon if they get early ball to kick out, it'll be a long day for those three.
Yeah, okay. Big call. Big call. We'll see how it pans out. So the third game, it's the local derby up in Queensland. It's the Brisbane Broncos. I shouldn't say local derby because it's Sydney's closer to Brisbane than what Townsville is, but it's the 14th place Broncos paying $2.04. They've got a lot of outs also, mainly Reece Walsh.
Key outs.
Yeah. The Cowboys, the only undefeated side in the competition, they're paying $1.81. 8 o'clock kickoff, Suncorp Stadium.
I wouldn't call the Cowboys undefeated because if you see the people they've versed, they haven't really versed
well,
any.
Well, they still haven't lost though.
Yeah, but they haven't versed any real contenders for the comp.
Yep, fair call.
And I'm still tipping them, but still.
Yep, no, I agree. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see if Adam Reynolds does play. If he does, you know, I think Broncos are in with a bit of a shot. But
no Haas, no Walsh.
Yeah, Haas and Walsh. It's when you look at the forwards of the
Fletcher Baker,
of the Cowboys,
and Corey Johnson.
That's where they should be.
Tom
Lolo's
playing prop.
Yep. And then we move on to the 5:30 game on Saturday. It's the 15th place Dragons, who are an absolute debacle, paying $3.30. 5:30 kickoff at Wynn Stadium Wollongong up against the 5th place Seagulls paying $1.34.
Manly.
I'm going Manly
as
well.
It could be an embarrassing day for the Dragons.
Yeah, well, I think last week, didn't you say you'll never tip the Dragons again? So I'm moving on to a side that I'll never tip for a long time. It's the 16th place Titans paying $2.28, losing their best player in Big Tino last week to an ACL.
But they've got Fafita on the reserves. Yeah. But I reckon he's not as big as a difference maker as Tino is.
No. This game is getting played at the home ground at Seabus Super Stadium. They're up against the 7th place Dolphins, but the Dolphins are coming off a bye. Preceding that, they had a really good victory. They're paying $1.63.
And I've going the Dolphins.
I'm going Dolphins as well. Then we move on to the Sunday game. It's the 11th placed Warriors. This one's being played in Auckland. They're paying $1.38 up against the Knights, who only just scraped past a very understrength Melbourne Storm last week. They're paying $3.05.
The Waz.
I'm going the Waz as well.
Roger at fullback. That's a bold.
Yep.
Bold strategy. They've put.
I really like him there. I think he's going to run for 200 plus metres. There's a bold prediction for you, Fletch. Fanua Blake's going really good. Wade Egan is just makes such a big difference to that side. So that's who I'm going.
Yes, so am I.
Yep. And then for the last game on Sunday, it is the hometown Sharks, PointsBet Stadium. They're in 10th place, paying $1.60. They too have a lot of outs in their forwards. They're up against the Raiders in 3rd, paying $2.35, which I actually can't believe that they're paying $2.35. I'm going the Raiders.
So am I.
Alrighty. I'm actually going to, don't tell your mum, I'm going to have a little sneaky bet on that now while they're paying $2.35. All right, mate. So if we go through the rest of the round, it's the Roosters. You've gone the Dogs, I've gone the Rabbits, both gone the Cowboys, both gone Manly, both gone Fins Up for the Dolphins, both gone the Waz, and we've both gone the Raiders in the upset there, and then obviously both going the Eels on my birthday on Easter Monday. Right, mate, we'll quickly do Ben Sale the Century and then we'll wrap it up, eh?
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to Ben Sale of the Century. Now, Fletcher, my hard-hitting question this week. We've already spoken about Monday being a very special day for yours truly. So, for my birthday, should we A, go to Bondi Pizza for lunch in Church Street, Parramatta, or B, go straight to the Leagues Club, Jack's Bar and Grill, for some lunch there?
B, nothing can beat Jack's.
All right.
Jack's Bar and Grill, pizzas, chips, and a look at the store.
The new merchandise store at Parramatta Leagues. They've done it up really well this year. It looks good.
Wonder if they have the retro jerseys.
Well, the retro jerseys are pretty much sold out. And Fletch, I did hear as well that we are wearing those on Monday, apparently.
We are.
So, yes.
They look pretty decent.
I don't mind them. It's a throwback to...
20 years ago.
Yeah, the old 2000s, eh? Early 2000s. But I'm really glad because it's very easy for the club to continue to go back to the 80s and replicate those sorts of jerseys for the retro. But sort of around that mid to late 1990s and the early 2000s, the Brian Smith era is when the club really got back on track. So I'm glad that they've recognised that era. So all good. I've actually got
a question for Sale of the Century. If you could bring back a jersey for Parramatta wear in a season, and can't be 01 like the Brian Smith era, what jersey would you bring back?
Or it can't be the Brian Smith.
Can't be the jersey that released 01-03.
Yeah, okay. I would bring back the jersey that I wear to most games.
Is that
No, I think it's 1998. I believe it is. 98, 99. The old ASICS 3/4 sleeve cotton jersey.
That's the one on the back.
With the old faded Klinenschipowski number one on the back. Yeah, that's the jersey I'd bring back. Predominantly blue with the gold stripes, but the 3/4 sleeves and the collar. Unreal. Unreal. All good?
All good.
All right, mate. Let's leave it there. And everyone, hope you have a great Easter. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and give us a rating on Spotify. And all the best. Go the Eels.
Go you, Eels.